Prologue. January 1989. On his first day as the newly sworn-in sheriff of Tamarack County, Minnesota, Cork O'Connor seated himself behind the desk that came with the badge. The desk, clear at the moment of all but a morning paper, a ceramic mug that held pens rather than coffee, and a framed family photograph, was a mosaic of scars and cigarette burns, the legacy of his father and the other men who'd sat behind that desk before Cork. He wore the khaki uniform he'd ironed himself for the swearing-in ceremony, which had been held that morning in the county courthouse a block away. His wife, Jo, had been there along with his three young children and his sister-in-law, Rose. Sam Wintermoon had come, and Cork had been especially pleased to see Henry Malou at the back of the courtroom. The old Midday had sat erect and expressionless, but his presence and Sam's in that place where the Anishinaabeg had sought but seldom received justice spoke to the hope they now held. Cork felt the solemnity of the moment. It came to him with a sense of satisfaction, but also with a profound sense of burden. Wearing the badge his father had worn, he felt the heavy responsibility of measuring up to a man who'd given his life in the line of duty and, in doing so, had left his son with a hard road map to follow into his own manhood. Deputy Ed Larson appeared in the doorway. He was tall, laconic, and nearly a decade Cork senior. They'd worked alongside one another for years. "Care to take a victory lap around town?" the deputy said, then added with a grin, "Sheriff,